vote for the audience.
Oh,
do you want
it's
to?
Okay. Okay. Well, welcome. We're glad to be with you.
谢谢大家，很高兴跟大家在一起。
We have had the privilege of being with your church. I think this is maybe the third time we've done something together.
我们很高兴能够来到大家中间，我想我这是第三次来到大家中间。
A couple times we did some things with your youth surrounding the work of Project Partner.
我以前是在这里跟年轻人分享过。
So we're so glad to be with you tonight.
今天很高兴又来了。
When we share tonight, we're going to kind of go back and forth.
我们今晚的分享方式就是我和太太会轮流讲话。
She has my permission to interrupt me anytime she wants.
她可以，我再讲一半，她可以打断我的。
But the truth is, she doesn't really need my permission.
但是实际上她也不需要通过我的允许就能打断我。
And we're going to share with you out of our own experience.
我们今天分享的都是基于我们自己亲身经历的。
We've probably made every mistake you can make in marriage.
我们在所分享的是我们自己在婚姻中所经过的每一个失败中所学到的经验。
But we're still together.
但我们还在一起。
And we love each other even more today.
我们也因着这些能够跟彼此更加相爱。
It'll be 40 years next year.
到明年就40年了。
So, this is a
We're old.
所以这实在是个奇迹。
All praise to God.
感谢赞美神。
I just want to say it's a pleasure to be with you. Your faces make me miss being in China. Didn't get to go this year.
我很高兴来到大家中间，看到大家我真的很高兴，因为让你看到大家的面孔，让我想起来我去中国的分享的经历。那今年也因为有种种原因，我今年没有办法去。
It's a pleasure to have friends who are different than us.
我很高兴有我的朋友，他的面孔跟我看起来不一样的。
Because we're richer for it.
因为这样的关系，我们的生活更加丰富。
Just as two are better together in a marriage, we're better together as a community.
经常说两个人总比一个人好，那我们这么多人在一起，有一个在教会中也是很好的。
I don't know why you came tonight.
我不知道为什么你今晚会来。
I don't know if your wife or your husband drug you.
不知道是不是你的配偶把你拖过来的。
Or, but I know it's no accident.
但要知道这不是偶然的。
And our prayer is that our hearts would be open and our ears would be open to what God would say to you. No matter what we say.
我在神面前祷告，就是今晚来参加的每一位，你的心是敞开的，你的耳朵是打开的，愿意倾听神对你所说的话。
And you may have rushed here, and you come in and just sit. I'm here.
可能你刚刚匆匆忙忙的开车，匆匆忙忙的赶到，刚坐下就叹了一口气说：“我终于到了。”
Sometimes it's all we can do to get someplace physically.
有时候我们就只有通过这种方式才能够尽快的到达某个地方。
And spiritually, we prepared our hearts in worship.
在属灵的方面，我们预备我们的心来敬拜神。
And I would encourage us to not waste this time together.
我希望大家今晚我们都不用浪费彼此的时间。
Prepare mentally, be intentional about engaging.
预备我们的心来故意的来定义的来彼此交通。
God has given us this time to share together for His reasons.
神给我们的这个时间，今晚上在这里来有一段的交通。
And I pray that we'll make the most of it.
希望我们大家都好好的珍惜利用这个机会。
I'm sure He promises to speak through His word, so I'm sure He will speak to us.
我相信神会借着我们的经验跟大家说话。
I'm learning to be more present in the moment.
我还一直在学习，就是在现在这个场合中和大家在一起。
So I encourage you to just forget about the things that you left behind, the things that you're going to have to do tonight or tomorrow.
我就希望大家放下心中一切的杂念和你家里没做完的事情，能够专心在这边。
Just set them aside and focus totally on what God would say to you tonight.
把你家里没做完的事情放在一边，能够专心的聆听神今晚要对你说的话。
I wonder, how many couples we have in here who've been married maybe, less than 10 years?
我想知道在座中结婚不到十年的。
No.
有没有？
20 years?
不到二十年的。
Okay. 30?
结婚三十年了。
Oh, we may learn from you.
We should talk afterwards.
And more than 40?
有没有超过40年的?
No, not yet. All right. Just kind of trying to get a little bit of an idea. The rest of our time, we want to spend some moments face to face. Sometimes we come to something like this and we just look ahead at the person sharing, but we don't turn to look toward each other.
在这种聚会中，很多时候我们坐下来就是听讲员讲，但是没有机会说这个夫妻之间能够互相看着对方的眼睛说说话。
So if your spouse is here, I want you to share that time together, looking face to face at each other. If your spouse is not here, maybe someone, two of you could pair off and share together.
如果你是夫妻今晚一起来的，希望你坐在一起，能够眼睛跟眼睛之间对着看一下。如果你们不是夫妻一起来的，那你找一个同伴可以一起来坐在一起来交通。
Right now.
Yes, let's do that. Can we just stand?
大家站起来，找一个伴。如果是夫妻一起来的，那你就是一起；如果不是夫妻一起来的，你找一个伴坐在一起。
So two by two face each other.
面对面啊。
If your husband or wife is here, you have to be with them.
如果你是夫妻一起来的，一定是夫妻在面对面哈。
If not, pick someone else.
如果不是夫妻一起来的，你就找一个也是，就自己找个伴儿。
And maybe even join hands.
你可以拉着手。
Do you remember what color her eyes are?
你还记得她的眼睛什么颜色的吗？
And let's just pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father God.
亲爱的神。
We thank you for this time.
我们谢谢你这段时间。
For us to listen to you.
让我们来听你的话。
To hear from your Holy Spirit.
要听圣灵对我们的讲的话。
We trust that you'll speak to us.
我们相信你会对我们说话。
And we commit to open our ears to listen.
我们愿意打开我们的心门来听你的话。
May our hearts be open as well.
让我们的心对你完全敞开。
May your word fall on fertile soil.
愿你的话如同愿你的话落在我们心里，如同落在好土中一样。
And may the enemy not be able to snatch it away.
保守你的话不被仇敌从我们心中拿去。
Thank you, God, that it's your love that binds us together.
谢谢主，你的爱把我们使我们合一。
May we rest in that tonight. May we enjoy that tonight.
让我们能够在一起彼此悦纳。
As couples and as a community.
作为一个夫妻彼此悦纳，作为一个教会也彼此悦纳。
And we'll give you the praise for all that's accomplished in your name.
我们把一切的赞美都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated.
好，请坐。
And you don't have to keep looking at each other. That's uncomfortable sometimes, isn't it?
你感觉有时候有点尴尬，对不对？
And we may do some things during these 3 days that are maybe a little bit outside of your comfort zone.
我们这个周末的一个系列里面会做一些活动，可能会让你觉得有点不太自在。
Often that helps us to stretch and grow.
但是这些不让你不自在，会让你帮助你成长。
But we also know not everyone here is married.
但我明白不是每一个来的都是已婚的。
And so we'll keep that in mind as we go.
我们进行中我也会注意到这一点。
Let's tell a little bit, we want to tell a little bit about who we are so we can kind of get to know each other.
我想介绍一下我们自己。
We, as we said before, we've been married for 39 years.
我们已经结婚39年了。
And we've been in ministry for all of those years.
我们这三十九年都一起传道。
So we pastored two churches.
我们在两个教会担任过牧师。
And now we are both working in not-for-profits.
我们现在都在一起在一家非盈利机构做事。
I lead a ministry called Love KC, as Gary already said.
我带领一个非盈利的团体叫做IKC。
And what we do is we try to help people in the city, churches and ministries connect through prayer and mission.
我们这个机构的宗旨就是使这个一个社区里面的人能够在一起祷告。
We try to bring churches and ministries and people together.
我们就是把人在社区中和教会中都联合起来。
We have a big city.
我们城市很大。
If we're going to reach Kansas City, we have to do it together.
如果我们要把整个 KC 的人都联系起来的话，我们要一起工作。
It takes all kinds of churches, and it takes many ministries working together like one body, the body of Christ.
因为这边城市很大，人很多，所以我们需要所有的教会一起来参与这个工作。
We have a really big dream.
我们有一个很伟大的梦。
And that dream is that every single neighborhood in our city, 21,000 of them,have someone who's willing to be a light for Jesus inside their neighborhood.
在这个整个堪城的社区大概有两万一千个社区，我的希望是每个社区里面至少有一家人或者有一个人他是愿意为主而活的。
We think there are three simple things any follower of Jesus can do to be a light.
我觉得每一个凡是愿意为主而活的身上至少有三点。
We can pray for our neighbors by name.
我们必须要能够为你的按着名为你的邻居祷告。
We can care as the Holy Spirit leads us to care.
能够去照着圣灵赐给你的感动去关心别人。
Then we can share our life, share our story, share the story of Jesus.
然后能够和人分享你自己的生命，分享耶稣在你身上的经历。
So every day, every week, I try to bring people together.
所以我每天每个礼拜的工作就是把人带到一起来。
And it's fun.
我觉得很有意义。
And Belinda?
I'm working with women.
我主要的工作是和妇女做妇女工作。
And I've become aware of what there's a movement that God is orchestrating amongst the women in Kansas City.
我觉得神在堪城的这个妇女中也在兴起一样工作。
It's like he's gathering an army to take their place in the body to further his kingdom.
就好像神在这边组建一个军队，就好像是基督的身体来为基督征战。
So a few women and I kept running into each other and kept wondering why other women didn't know each other.
我总是碰见几个妇女，她们跟我有一样的意向，但是我们就觉得，哎，为什么我们大家没有在一起呢
？So we're drawing each other together to be better together.
所以我们就把它们组建起来，能够形成一个团队。
So we can learn from each other, encourage each other, and spur one another on to love and good deeds.
所以我们就彼此鼓励，彼此相爱，能够彼此激发爱心。
Just like in marriage.
就像在婚姻中一样。
Sometimes it's iron sharpening iron.
就好像圣经说铁磨铁磨出刃来。
What happens when iron sharpens iron?
当铁和铁磨的时候会发生什么呢
?Sparks fly sometimes.
你看这火花四溅。
But that's where transformation and things are produced that wouldn't be produced without that.
但就因为这个铁磨铁这个火星事件才能够塑造一个性格才能够让平时不发生的事情才能发生的
God uses those times in those crucibles of iron sharpening iron to do a work in us
神就借着这样的机会磨练我们的性格
Besides going to China I often go to India and I take a group of women
我除了去中国之外我还去印度有时候我还带着一些姊妹同去
And one of the questions they asked me is, will I be comfortable there?
那姊妹姐，我说问去之前问的问题就是，到那里是不是非常不舒服
？The American woman.
The American woman, and I say no.
我就跟他们讲说不会的。
I might as well tell you the truth now rather than deal with it over there.
我宁可你现在知道，而不让你到了那边再来说跟我抱怨。
You'll not be comfortable in a minute because everything is different.
你到了印度，你不会很舒服的，因为在那边什么事情都不一样。
However,
但是,
it's through that differences that God does a good work in our heart and grows us.
就因为这些不同，让你会神才会在你生命中做工，你的生命才成长。
And such is the crucible of marriage.
这个原则也同样适用于在我们婚姻中。
It's through the tough times that we grow.
就你在你婚姻的在经历痛苦的时候，你的婚姻才会成长。
We're fully aware that we are not perfect and that we don't have a perfect marriage.
我们深深的相信，我们每一个我跟我先生各每一个人都是不完全的，我们在一起的婚姻也是不完全的。
So we just want to share as one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread.
所以就好像一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐去哪里去要面包。
So we'll share some of our stories and some of the things that have helped us and encouraged us and some of the things we've held on to in desperate times.
所以我就想借着我们婚姻生活中的种种经历，好的好，失败的成功的来跟大家分享。
We do have three children.
我们有三个孩子。
One of them is Kristen, and I think some of you have met Kristen.
老大叫 Kristen, 可能你们有人见过她。
She leads a ministry called Project Partner, and we work with our partners in China.
她在一个机构叫 Project Partner 的这个机构里面服侍，然后她那个机构和在中国的一个机构是同工的。
So I've been going to China for 25 years.
这就是为什么我去中国去了25年，我都一直都有去。
I don't go every year, but nearly every year.
我即便不是每年去，我也差不多每年都会去一次。
And Belinda's been almost as many times as I have.
我太太大概去的次数跟我差不多。
Kristen leads that ministry. She's a director, so she raises funds, she raises prayer, and we do projects that our partners carry out in China.
我的女儿是那个机构的主要负责人。
Mostly in the south and the central, all the way from say,the Hong Kong area all the way across to Yunnan province, kind of the belt along the south.
他们在中国主要的服侍的地方主要在中国南方，从香港一直到云南那一带。
There's 10,000 churches connected together and over 1 million people that are connected in the network where we serve.
所以他们这个团体就联络了差不多10,000个教会，这中国的教会。
So China and Chinese people are very dear to our heart. We have many, many really good friends.
这就为什么我们对中国人特别有一个负担。
In fact, I see Belinda's got a text on her phone from one of our friends from China while we're talking.
看见有我们的一个在中国的朋友在我们正在讲的时候，他发了个短信给我们。
It's one of the nice things about WhatsApp or WeChat.
所以他也用微信。
I text her, pray, pray, pray. Oh. So she's praying for you.
Yes.
所以我刚刚在发短信给她，叫她为我们祷告。所以这个在中国的朋友现在在为大家祷告。
Then we have two sons.
我有两个儿子。
And three grandchildren.
有三个孙子。
I want Bond to tell you about the three grandchildren.
Because they are grand.
我的三个孙子辈的孙子和孙女。
Our son Jeremy and daughter-in-love, we call her, and their three children live with us.
我的儿子 Jeremy 和他的太太，我不叫他媳妇，我叫他半个女儿，然后他们俩和他们的三个孩子跟我们同住。
Our house is very full and very busy.
我们你看我们家里有很多人，而且很忙的。
We learned this from our Chinese friends because you would have,
That's right.
when you go to China, sometimes you find, normally, you would find at least two generations living together.
我觉得这个跟中国很像，在中国常常都是至少有两代或者三代同堂的。
America is one of the only cultures where there's only one family in a household.
这美国只有可能在美国是只有一个核心家庭在一起。
And we're poorer for it.
我们其实这样并不好，我觉得。
So we have a nine-year-old grandson, a seven-year-old granddaughter, and another six-year-old granddaughter.
So 一个九岁的孙子、七岁的孙女和六岁的孙女。
And it gives us an excuse to go play outside.
Yeah. 因为他们，我们常常带着他们出去玩。
And we enjoy them much more than we did raising our children.
我喜欢我孙子辈的多过我喜欢我的儿女辈的。
Kristen says, "You're a different person. Who are you with these grandchildren?"
我女儿就跟我说，你当你跟孙子辈在一起的时候，你好像变了个人。
I think we're more relaxed.
Yeah.
我觉得我就是因为太放松了，所以才会这样。
So let's dive into our subject matter for tonight as we talk about being better together.
我们今晚的主题就是在一起是更好的。
We're going to have a theme that we carry through all of the five sessions.
我们今晚这个周末五堂里面每一堂都有一个主题。
And the theme is this, that marriage is meant to be a reflection of the way that God loves.
今天的主题就是神通过婚姻来彰显他对我们的爱。
So God's love is the model. Our marriage is meant to reflect the model of God's love.
所以神爱我们，但他怎么爱呢？让他借着这个婚设立的婚姻来让我们来经历神的爱。
Just like when you see the moon is doesn't have a source of light within itself, but the moon is reflecting the light of the sun.
就好像你看见月亮一样，月亮本身不发光，但它是反射了太阳的光，让你看见光。
It looks like a light sometimes. You say, "Oh, it's beautiful."
有时候你看见月亮挂在那里，觉得啊，好漂亮，闪闪发光。
But actually, the moon's reflecting the light of the sun.
但是月亮本身是不发光的，它所发的光是反射太阳的光。
And when our marriages are lived according to God's plan, they have beauty and they have light.
这就好像我们的，当我们的婚姻当我们照着神的心意来生活，来营造我们的婚姻的话，就会很漂亮，就会反射神的光。
So all week we'll be talking about how our marriages can reflect the way that God loves us.
所以我们就希望我们的婚姻能够反映出神的爱是如何的。
I'll break that down just a little bit further.
我下面来详细讲述。
When we see the Trinity at work,
当我们看见三一的神在一起工作的时候
，We see three who are really one。
我们神是三位一体的
，The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit。
我们看见有圣父、圣子和圣灵
，Have distinct roles。
他们每个人的位格不一样
，And attributes。
每个的位格不一样
，But in their essence, they are one。
但他们是一位神。
And in the same way, when marriage is modeled after the way God loves us, we are two, yet we are one.
所以这婚姻中也是，我们是两个个体，然而神说在婚姻中是一体的。
We're male and female, and we have different attributes, but at essence, we are one.
在婚姻中有男有女，我们两个好像不一样，但是在神把我们放在婚姻中，让我们成为一。
So all weekend we'll be talking about how the two can become one.
所以我们要讲讲如何是二人成为一体。
And we'll look at the Bible repeatedly because it gives us the basis or foundation for what marriage should be like.
我们会不断的回头来看圣经中是怎么讲到这一些的。
So we're going to begin tonight with a scripture that's often used. You've probably heard the scripture used before from Ephesians chapter 5. But we want to make a special application to how that this reflects the love of God.
So, 我们今天来看看这个大家常常看到就是以弗所书第五章。我们通过这段事情来看看神怎么说到婚姻的。
So, if you want to turn with us, turn to Ephesians 5.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
And let's just start with verses 1 through 3.
我们来看第一到第三节。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children.
第一节说，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Tonight you can read the rest of chapter 5, but that's really the key scripture. It's right there.
今晚你可以把其余的第五章的经节读完，但是这个第一节、第二节是重要的关键节。
The Bible talks about marriage as being a mystery.
圣经上说到这个婚姻好像是一个好像是一个不很难解释的。
It's only that love of God that makes that mystery work.
好像是个谜一样，但是只有神的爱来能够解释这个谜。
It's one plus one equal one.
所以这好像是一加一等于一。
Does that make sense in math or algebra or anything?
这个对你如果学过数学，你觉得这样的一加一能够等于一吗？
I think of it this way. If you have two colors, red and yellow.
我们换一种角度来看，如果你有两个颜色，一个是红的，一个是黄的。
On your artist palette, you take your finger and you mix the red and the yellow.
你弄个画布，然后把这个黄的和红的混在一起。
What do you have?
你得到什么颜色呢？
Orange.
你得到的橙色。
Can you ever take those colors and be red and yellow again?
你能把这个橙色再分成红和黄吗？
No.
不可能。
No. You can divide it, but it will always have some orange, right?
你可以无论你怎么动，没有办法，当两个颜色混到一起的话，你没有办法再把它分开了。
So in marriage, this is not a popular concept, I think, in the U.S. with our individualism.
这个在美国好像这个讲法不太流行，因为美国特别注重一个人的个体。
But we have two very distinct individuals, one and one, becoming one.A totally different creation than either of the two separately.
但是婚姻就是这么奇妙，我们看见两个完全不一样的个体，当他们结婚，圣经上说他们成为一体。
And you know, while that's the truest in marriage, it's also true in other relationships that we have with people.
这不仅是在婚姻中是这样子的，在生活中很多其他东西也是这样的。
We can be better together.
也就是说，当我们在一起的时候是更好的。
As a church, you can be better with one and 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 one equaling one.
在教会也是，你像每一个人来的教会都一个。当我们众人成为一个教会的时候，那是很美的。
Then any of you can be on your own.
这比你一个人在好得多。
It's a mystery.
这听起来好像是个谜，对不对？
And it's hard.
也不好解释。
It's the church is also iron sharpening iron.
那在教会里面也是铁磨铁。
A couple of more scriptures that we'll focus on are Ephesians 21-33.
我们再来看以弗所书第二十一章到三十啊五章二十一节到三十三节。
You can read that later.
你可以自己有空再读。
We'll elaborate more tomorrow.
我明天会继续的深入的来讲。
So one of the things we see here is if we are going to have two become one, there must be voluntary submission.
所以这里我们看见，如果你们要想成为二人成为一体的话，必须是彼此顺服。
Think of how strong each person of the Trinity was individually.
你想三位一体中的神的每一位都是很强壮的。
When you think of God the Father, what are some of the qualities you think of? Talk back to me.
当你想到父的时候，你想到什么呢？
So God the Father is?
父神是
Source of light, yes.
生命之源是创造者
Sovereign
有主绝对的主权完全有能力的
All powerful,
yes.So these are ways we think about the Father. We think about His holiness or how awesome or big He is. He's a creator.
当你说到父的时候，他是很强壮、很有能力的，他是那一位创造者。
That's very significant, isn't it?
这个很重要，对吧？
And yet the Father allowed the Son to be His representation on earth.
但是这个父让他的子到世上来作为他的代表。
So He submitted everything that He was to allow the Son. He delegated to the Son the ability to reveal who He was to the world.
所以他完全的让这个子在地上来彰显他。
Voluntary submission.
就是他完全愿意的放下。
And what about Jesus? When you think about Jesus, what do you think of?
当你说到耶稣的时候，你就想到什么？
You tell me.
讲，大家讲。
Savior, yeah.
他是我们的救主。
Obedient, yeah.
顺服。
Yeah.
Teacher,
他是教师。
Yeah.
Miracles, yeah.
行了很多的神迹。
Yeah. Obedient,
他是我们的中保。
So we think of Jesus as being this perfect balance between the holiness of God and the grace of God, right?
所以耶稣让我们看见神的圣洁和神的慈爱的完全的合一。
So he's able to enter into people's brokenness and still affirm them.
所以他能够进入人的生命中，那个生命是那么的破碎，但是他还能够把人带，能够好像连在一起。
At the same time, he's calling them to be better.
但他同时他也是把人从罪恶中招出来。
And to be holy.
让人来追求圣洁。
He says, go your way and sin no more.
你回去吧，但是不要犯罪了。
So someone said, Savior.
所以刚刚有人讲到他是救主。
He's willing to die on the cross for our sins.
他是在那十字架上为我们的罪而死的那一位。
But the Bible says that in every way, Jesus was submissive to the Father, and he only did what the Father told him to do.
但圣经上说他在凡事上都遵行父的旨意。
And then Jesus was also submissive to the Holy Spirit, because he said, when I go, the Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to be to you what I was.
但耶稣也在圣经上说，我去了就差遣圣灵到你们中间来。
And the Spirit was there at creation, the Spirit was there at baptism, but we don't see him in a very visible way until after Jesus is gone.
圣灵在创造世界的时候就在那里，在耶稣受洗的时候也在那里，但我们一直没有多少看见他，直到耶稣被接升天以后。
So do you see the voluntary submission?
但你看到他们彼此的顺服。
Like at one time, one of them is forward.
有在某段时间，你看见三位一体中有一位在前面。
And the others are supporting.
另外的两位在旁边。
And then that one steps back, and another one steps forward.
但过一段时间，在前面那个退到后面来，另外一个补上来。
And we're going to see that this is the basis for marriage too.
我们来看见这个对我们婚姻也是一样的，有开启的意义。
There's a mutual submission.
在婚姻中我们要彼此顺服。
We're going to read that in just a moment.
我们马上就来读那段经文。
But I want to point out one more thing before we go there.
我还要再讲一点。
There's a permanence in God's love.
神的爱是永远的。
God's love is unconditional.
神的爱是无条件的。
It's never ending.
是永无止境的。
God's love is stronger than any of our faults.
神的爱能够胜过我们每一个人的软弱。
And he says, never will I leave you or forsake you.
神说我总不离弃你也不撇下你。
So we see two powerful things in the model of God. One is voluntary submission and one is permanence of the love.
所以我们看见神有两点哈，第一点是他完全的爱，第二点是他的
permanence of the love.
他永远的爱。
So now we're going to go to the scripture Belinda mentioned a minute ago, Ephesians 5, and we're going to start with verse 21.
所以我们再来看以弗所书第五章二十一节。
And as we read this, I want you to keep these two things in mind here.
当我们在读的时候，我希望大家心里想到这个。
The very first verse says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ."
第二十一节说，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And I want to stop there for a moment.
我在这里要停一下。
I know we like to read on because it all is connected.
我知道大家想继续往下读，因为这是连在一起的，要读下去。
And the very next verse talks about wives submitting to the husbands.
你下面就马上讲到做妻子要顺服你们的丈夫。
Husbands like that verse.
你们做丈夫的都喜欢那节经文，对吧？
But we need to understand the second verse in light of the first verse.
但我们要明白第二节之前，我们必须要先搞懂第一节。
Because of the verse 21 is before verse 22.
因为叫做妻子的顺服丈夫，那是第二十二节。那第二十一节说要彼此顺服。
Verse 21 says to be submissive to each other.
所以二十一节在前他说你们要彼此顺服。
Out of reverence for Christ.
而且彼此顺服的前提是当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
So I think that's the higher law.
所以彼此顺服这个是一个更高的层面了。
And this is the law we see modeled in the way the Trinity operates inside of love and community.
所以这个才是基于这个三位一体的神他们之间彼此顺服的一个表象。
If we walk out the truth of verse 21 well, we never have to worry about the trials of verse 22.
如果你能完全做到第二十一节所说的彼此顺服的话，你根本就不用谈二十二节妻子要顺服丈夫，丈夫要爱妻子了。
Mutual submission will solve all the problems that could come after that.
因为你如果真能够做到彼此顺服的话，其他的都是小儿科。
So verse 21, we want to be mutually submitted to each other.
所以第二十一节说我们要彼此顺服。
And this means giving honor to each other.
这意味着就是彼此要尊重。
It means giving permanence.
这意思
permanence to our love. Our love is a permanent.
这意味着你对彼此的爱是永远的。
And tomorrow we're going to do something interesting with these verses.
明天我们要做些活动。
We're going to actually divide up the men, and I'll be talking to the men, and Belinda will be talking to the women.
明天我们要分组，弟兄一组，我来跟弟兄讲；姊妹一组，我太太跟姊妹讲。
So tonight we'll be on the highest level.
今天我们讲彼此顺服，所以都在一起。And
tomorrow we'll talk about more application for that.
明天我们要讲怎么样的运用。But
I want to read the rest of that verse here for tonight, so we have a good preparation for tomorrow.
我们今天就把这些经文都读一下。So
verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
21节说，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。Verse
22, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself Savior.
22，你们做妻子的要当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。And
Belinda will talk more about this tomorrow, but notice that the submission is to God and to the husband, not just submitting to the husband because he's a husband. Submit as you would to God.
这里说，顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
So this has a spiritual nature to it.
所以这个顺服是有带的，是属灵的。
Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit in everything to their husbands.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
And Belinda's going to talk a little bit more about what that doesn't mean, in addition to what it does mean.
这里第24节讲到教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。我太太明天会讲到这到底意味着什么，或者说什么情况下不顺服。
Go ahead.
Well, in the scripture it says, wives, love your husbands. Is that right? I'm going to look at the right one.
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the...
Verse 25.
Okay.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
第25节说, 你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子, 正如基督爱教会, 为教会舍己。
And later on,
下面又接着说,
In 33 it says, let each of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
下面第33节说, 然而你们个人都当爱妻子, 如同爱自己一样, 妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Notice it says, husbands love your wives,
这里说,
wives respect your husbands.
所以说丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要敬重她的丈夫。
The love is important, yes, but so is the respect.
这个爱和尊重是都重要的。
If you do research, you will find that women treasure the love the most.
你如果做你研究，你会发现， 妇女更想要爱。
But here's something surprising we'll talk more about tomorrow. 81% of the men would rather be respected than loved.
但是有研究证明，有 81% 的男人，他们愿意要尊重过于要被爱。
And the respect isn't about what the man does or doesn't do.
尊重丈夫跟丈夫做什么没有关系。
The respect, as Gary referred to earlier, is about he is a son of God, a creation of God, and deserves dignity and respect.
所以他被尊重并不跟他做什么没有关系，而是因为他是神的创造，他有神的形象。
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
对，明天我会跟姊妹更多的分享。
So I want to say to the husbands, and I'll say this tonight and tomorrow.
我对做丈夫的说，今晚现在先说一点，明天会更多的说。
That when it comes to mutual submission, the husband is told to love his wife as Christ loves the church.
经常说你丈夫要爱妻子如同教会如同基督爱教会一样。
And to treat her as he would treat his own body.
要保守顾惜如同保养顾惜自己的身体一样。
This verse is just as important as the one that says wives submit to your husbands.
这个经文的重要性和说妻子要敬重自己丈夫的重要性是一样的。
And I believe if the husbands would take the lead in loving their wives like Christ loved the church,
而且我觉得这个做丈夫的要有个带头的功用来先爱他的妻子。
And loving their wife as they take care of their own body,
爱妻子如同爱自己的身体一样。
The wife would want to cooperate.
当你这样做的话，你的妻子就会很自觉的合作。
But when husbands don't do those two things, it's hard for the wife to be able to cooperate and to submit.
当做丈夫的不这样做的话，做妻子就很难配合，也很难去尊重。
So men, let's remember that we have this privilege of setting an atmosphere of love and mutual submission.
所以男人很重要，要起这个带头的作用。
We'll talk tomorrow about aiming for a win-win situation.
所以明天我会讲到如何能够有一个共赢的状况。
Honestly, I really don't want Belinda to feel like she has to submit to me.
我真的不想让我太太是被迫的顺服我。
I want her to feel like she's submitting to what's best for us.
我希望她顺服，因为对我们俩都好。
If I have to use power or manipulation or the scriptures to get my way,
我如果要用强权的方式迫使她顺服，或者借着圣经上来逼她就范的话，
I feel like I've already lost.
我觉得我已经失败了。
Even if I get my way,
即便说好像她顺服了。
Because emotionally she may not be with me. She might say yes, but emotionally she's still reeling from the fact that I said we have to do it this way.
就算她口服，她的心也不服。
I think whenever a husband has to say, submit to me because the Bible says so and I'm the husband, I believe that's a very weak argument.
如果有的男人说，你做妻子就要顺服我，因为圣经那样说，因为我是个男人，所以你要顺服我。我觉得这样子站不住脚。
When we're together, I'll talk about some ways that I believe that we can actually work together to make this a win-win.
所以明天我会跟弟兄们分享我们如何在这方面做得更好。
And in the second session tomorrow, don't miss because we're going to talk about how to fight fair.
所以明天第二场会讲到怎样子拒绝外遇。
There will be discussions. There will be arguments.There may be even times where we have passionate debates.
所以明天会有很多的讨论。
But there are ways in all of those to be able to do it in a way that's honoring and in a way that models after God's love.
所以我会教大家一些技巧，然后这些技巧是根据圣经上圣经的说法。
Do you remember the way that God loves?
你还记得神怎么爱我们吗？
There's voluntary submission.
是完全的舍己自愿的。
And there's permanence.
而且这是永远的。
So when you bring voluntary submission and permanence into a relationship, you can work through any problem you have.
当你把这个自愿的顺服跟着永远的爱带到任何一个关系里面，你都会成功。
And the husband probably never has to say, submit to me.
所以你做丈夫当你有这点的话，你就不用再说对妻子说你要顺服。
Because there's already a desire that if one is going to win, we both win. And if we can't both win, we've both lost.
所以这个太太会很自愿自觉的知道这一点。当我们一起赢，当你赢的时候，就我们一起赢了。
Is that making sense?
不知道有没有讲清楚。
So we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
所以明天会讲更多。
It's taken maybe 40 years to learn these things.
我们差不
多。So I hope you're faster learners.
We can save you some
trouble.
Don't do this. Do this.
所以明天会讲很多很具体的方法。
We fought each other, and we've fought with counselors as far as for our marriage. And I encourage you to fight for your marriage. Gary often.
我希望大家不是彼此争斗，而是 为了一个共同的目的一起 征战。
Gary often said to me for the first probably 20 years, I'm not your enemy, we're on the same team.
我前阵常跟我说，我不是你的敌人，我们是在一条阵线上的。
Because we're very different. Very.
但是我们两个是如此的不同，所以常常会想到我们是敌人。
We're both firstborn.
我们都是家里的老大。
Very strong will.
都是个性很强的。
And in some of the personality tests, it says these two should not marry.
所以我们做过一些性向测验，就说我们两个其实不适合成为夫妻的。
Now they tell us.
太冷太晚了。
Now they tell us.
我现在才能跟我们讲。
But, the picture is there is there is hope and there is love when we work to when we are committed to one another to stay together and to go together.
我想说，虽然人我们俩是如此不同。但是我们经验告诉我们，当你有愿意放下自己一起来共同努力的话，那总是有希望的。
Marriage at best is a love story set in a world at war.
所以婚姻你说白了就是一个在这个充满在这个世界上一个爱的故事的表现。
There's lots against us.
这个世界上很太多东西与我们与婚姻为敌。
That would tear us apart.
会把你们分开。
But if you think of this picture of fighting together, turn around this way.
Sorry.
Tied together and fighting the enemy outward instead of this way.
所以就像我们俩背靠背，都是向着对着枪口对外的这样打仗，还是我们面向对方互相残杀这样子？
Then we're better together.
所以我们如果一枪口一致对外，那我们在一起是更好的。
And our marriage has more of a chance to not just survive, but to thrive.
所以这样子呢，我们婚姻不仅是可以存活，而且可以开花成长。
We went through a period of time. It was about 20 years into our marriage, so we seemed to do well in the beginning.
在我们在结婚二十年的时候，我们意识到一点，就是我们刚开始是不错的。
But I think the truth was we both were holding back a lot.
但是我们发现我们每个人都很有些保留。
Really kind of afraid to be ourselves.
都觉得好像不愿意把自己的本相完全的露出来。
And so there were many subjects that we would talk around, but we didn't really work through.
所以就面对很多问题来的时候，我们都是这样子绕着这个问题打转转，不敢直接面对它。
You know how they have this saying that opposites attract?
你们常常记得有种说法叫做异性相吸。
So I think we were attracted to each other.
我们也是因为这个关系彼此相吸。
We helped each other become completed.
我们帮助对方成为一个更完全的自我，完整的自我。
And that was good.
那这是好的。
But at some point in time, opposites also like want to go other directions.
但异性除了相吸以外，他还会有时候会相离。
And over time, we also felt this desire to have our own way.
很多时候我们都发现我们彼此都要走自己的道路。
And then when our kids got to about the time where they're leaving home,We started to struggle with how we thought we should use the rest of our life.
当我们的孩子都长大离开我们家的时候，我们俩也面对空巢期的很多的挣扎。
And there were many different issues inside of that.
中间还有很多细节了。
But we really went through a difficult time for almost 10 years.
我们有曾经十年的婚姻生活也是很不容易的。
We went to two or three counselors.
我们至少看了两个
婚
姻辅导师。
We wore each other out.
我们彼此搞得都很受不了。
Because we couldn't seem to get to the solutions that were mutually acceptable.
很难就说好像很难走下去了。
But during that time, we came back to one of the things I mentioned earlier tonight.
但在这个困难中，我们认识到一点。
And that was the determination that we would, that our marriage would be permanent and lasting.
就是我们认识到我们的婚姻，就神希望我们的婚姻是永远的。
We believe that God brought us together.
我们相信神到带领我们到一起的。
And God is wise and all-knowing.
神是完全有智慧的，而且全知的。
He's also loving. He knows what's best for us.
而且他是完全充满爱的，他知道对什么东西对我们才是更好的。
And we took the words of the scripture to heart that what God brings together, don't let a man separate.
我们完全相信圣经上说，神所配合的人不可分开。
So we determined we're going to find God's way that our marriage can be lasting and mutually affirming.
所以我们决定来寻求神的方法，来让我们的婚姻那个更加的好。
So there are many times that I would actually take Belinda's hands and just say to her, "I'm not leaving."
神很多时候我就拉她的手，对她说，我不离开你。
Maybe she wanted me to.
她肯定想说你最好走。
But we would say, we're going to work this out. Somehow by God's grace, we're going to figure this out.
我常常说我们要一起来共同面对，把这个那个能够一起往前。
There are many hard times, many long arguments.
有很多很痛苦的时候，很多时候大家的争吵。
But what we want to end tonight with is something that we discovered along the way that helped us to hold together and in the end made us stronger than ever before.
我就想跟大家分享我们的经历，如何在种种的挣扎痛苦过程中，最后能够还是在一起，能而且能够更好。
Do you remember I told you about voluntary submission?
你还记得我跟你说自愿的顺服吗？
We had a mentor say to us who was trying to help us.
我们有一个关心我们的人，他来想要帮助我们。
You need to pray together every day.
他就教我们说，你要每天夫妻一起祷告。
Take each other's hands.
拿着对方的手。
Look in each other's eyes.
看着他的眼睛。
Or put your arm around each other.
可以搭在他的肩上。
Or hold each other in a hug.
或者彼此拥抱。
And pray.
然后一起祷告。
And don't preach when you pray.
你祷告的时候不要对他讲道。
Wanda said I preach too much.
我太太说我常常讲道。
She said just pray, don't preach.
你就是只祷告，不要讲道。
But as we began to pray together daily, something began to change in our hearts.
当我们这样子一起同心祷告的时候，我们心里就产生了变化。
It wasn't immediate.
不是马上的哦。
But over time, I think there was a greater submission to God and a greater submission to each other.
但随着时间的推移，我们对于神顺服，也彼此顺服。
We would usually end the prayer with a kiss.
我们最后祷告完就一起亲吻。
And we would say to each other, "We're going to make it."
所以我们彼此承诺，我们要一起度过。
Like, I love you, and I'm not going to let go.
我爱你，所以我不会让你走掉。
I'm not going to quit.
我也不会放弃。
I'm not going to choose someone else.
我也不会找别人。
We're going to work this out by God's grace.
我们要按着神的恩典来够一起走度过这一段。
And when people determine that they want to honor God by the way that they live their marriage, there's a divine power that's released inside the marriage.
当一个人愿意说按着神的方法来解决婚姻中的问题的时候，就会有神的能力来帮助他。
Remember I said at the beginning that a marriage reflects the love of God.
记得我在刚开始讲的这个婚姻是反映神的爱的。
And so God is very much invested in our marriage.
所以神对于你的婚姻的质量是非常关心的。
He wants us to love.
他希望你们彼此相爱。
He wants to give us the wisdom we need to solve our problems.
他希望给你智慧来解决你们中间的问题。
And he wants to give us comfort when we're hurting.
他很愿意在你很痛苦的时候来安慰你。
So the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all working for us.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵一起来帮助我们。
And with us.
和我们同工。
And we would say to you at the close of this first session that you can do it.
所以在这一堂快要结束，我跟大家说，你可以做到。
I think there were days where we wondered if we could.
我们曾经有时候怀疑过这个问题。
But we never quit believing we could.
但我们从来没有放弃说我们可以做到。
So as we close tonight, we really want to pray for two things for marriages.
当我们要做个结束祷告的时候，我要为两件事祷告。
For voluntary and mutual submission, whether you're a man or a woman.
所以你要自愿的彼此顺服，不管你是男人还好，女人也好。
I think that's biblical.
这个圣经上是这样教导。
It looks and feels different for each one, but voluntary mutual submission is God's highest plan.
可能神对丈夫有这样说，对妻子有这样说，但是对每一个人都是，你要心甘情愿的彼此顺服。
And then everything we want to pray for is permanence.
第二个，我们讲到这个永远。
For the perseverance that it takes to make it to the very end.
所以在这个意思就是说，你要想达到最终的目标的话，你中间一定要忍耐，要有持守。
And we would tell you the end can be sweeter than even the beginning.
所以想告诉你，这个结局可能比你刚开始更好。
Sometimes when you go through fire, it refines your motives.
就好像你经过火一样，你会炼净。
And it can burn away things that are selfish or sinful.
把你这个生命中自私的杂质给你烧掉。
And what the fire leaves is something that's pure.
所以被火烧剩的就是很纯洁的东西啊。
So that's our story.
这就是我们的故事。
And we're glad we can share with you.
我很高兴能够跟大家分享。
Do you want to add anything before we pray?
Just that if you're here and you're not married, you can also apply the mutual submission in relationships to serve one another. Jesus was not married when he walked on the earth, and he served his disciples.
如果你刚好今天来听到这个，但你还没有结婚的话，你还是可以学到东西。这个甘心情愿的顺服这个原则，也可以运用在你和别人的关系中。当你运用这个原则的时候，你就发现你们的关系非常好。
So being for one another in a church body is very important.
就好像耶稣他本身是没有结婚的，所以他也彼此顺服，他也放下自己顺服别人。所以你这个原则运用在教会中也会很好。
Look out, get your toes out of the way. if
Someone may step on your toes, is what she's saying.
It can be vital to be committed to one another in the body of Christ.
所以你当你愿意这样做的话，你就很甘心情愿的来付代价。
In the same way, committed to walk through the hard stuff together.
你要甘心情愿的一起来共度难关。
That you might be better together.
你要想到你们在一起是更好的。
That the world might know that we are Christians by our love.
这个社会就因为我们的爱才知道我们是基督徒。
That others might see Jesus through us.
别人也会因为你的婚姻的好的美满来个看到耶稣。
That we might be that reflection of His love.
说我们能够反映出神的爱。
Whether in our marriage or in a relationship or in the church.
不管是借着你的婚姻，借着你和人与人之间的关系，还是借着教会的生活。
So, did you want to pray together?
So, if we could, let's all stand together, and both of us would like to pray, and we'd like to pray for you. We'll do different things. As we, through the weekend, but tonight we'd like to pray for you.
那请大家站立，我们俩都会祷告，我还会为你们祷告。
Okay, you want to pray first?
Father God, we're grateful that you're a God of love.
主，我们因着你是一个爱的神而充满感恩。
We're grateful that your love binds us together.
我们谢谢你，你的爱把我们绑在一起。
We're grateful that you're with us, that you promised to stay with us.
我们因着你说你要与我们在一起而向你献上感恩。
And God, I pray that we would allow you to love others through us.
我们相信你会借着我们来关爱别人。
I pray that you would help us to be humble and submissive to one another.
我们向你献上祷告，帮助我们能够温柔谦卑。
That we might honor one another and respect one another.
我们能够彼此顺服，彼此尊重。
That we may be one.
使我们能够成为一。
That the world might know that we're yours.
这个世界能够知道我们是属于你的。
Holy Spirit, we invite you to have your way.
亲爱的圣灵，我们邀请你来行你的道。
We invite your presence to work in our lives right now at this very moment.
Please
show us what voluntary submission looks like.
求你帮助我们看到什么叫做甘心乐意的彼此顺服。
Even tonight as we go home, I pray for your application for what we've talked about tonight.
即便今晚我们各自回家去的时候，也帮助我们知道如何来运用这个。
We pray for tender hearts.
我们求你赐给我们一个温柔的心。
We pray for ears that will listen.
我们求你赐给我们一个开通的耳朵。
We pray for mouths that will speak words of life and words of love.
赐给我们一个嘴巴能够说造就的话。
Holy Spirit, we ask you to break down any walls or barriers that might have come up in our relationships.
亲爱的主，愿你帮助我们能够拆毁我们生命中那个竖起的彼此隔断的墙。
We pray that you would do for us what we don't know how to do for ourselves.
求你帮助我们，让我们自己做不到的地方，求愿你来帮助我们。
Tear down the strongholds, we pray.
拆毁了仇敌所建造的壁垒。
Knit our hearts together in ways that are deeper than ever before.
把我们把的心交织在一起，到一个更深的地步。
I pray that as we go rest tonight and we lay our head on the pillow, we'll think about the good attributes of our spouse.
帮助我们在今晚睡觉的时候，让我们想到我们配偶的好。
And then we'll ask you to bless that person.
然后赐福给我们的配偶。
I pray, Lord, that we'll pray prayers of surrender.
帮助我们愿意顺服的借着祷告来到你面前。
If there are things we're holding on to, we should let go. Help us tonight to say, I surrender.
当我们心里有放不下的地方的时候，愿你帮助我们能够放下。
With love, let love win.
In the 爱，那个这个爱总是得胜的。
Fill our hearts with your love.
把我在我们的心里充满你那里来的爱。
Love through us.
借着我们能够把爱流露出来。
May we not resist you in any way, Holy Spirit.
帮助我们不要抵挡你的爱。
And may we not resist each other.
也帮助我们不要互相抵挡。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
And everybody said.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.